It is the review after Liverpool 3, Darmstadt 1. It's Dan Morgan, it's Neil Atkinson and Sean Rogers. So go through the final pre-season game of Liverpool's build up to 2023-2024. A few initial thoughts, Sean, I guess, on what we see from the lineup and the attacking shape and, you know, the things that stand out, the headlines were that it was McAllister in six, Szoboszlai right side of eight for this one, Gakpo playing more of a left eight, Lincoln with Diaz and Jota. And a few things that we thought we might not see at this point now. It felt like we'd sort of settled on a couple of things that the manager wouldn't further experiment on, but he brings them into this game. More of a necessity or a choice, do you think?
Probably both. I think there's a necessity that then gives them a range of choices. It's interesting coming into the game that Darmstadt, I'm not sure it's quite gone the way Liverpool would have ideally wanted, because I understand they've had quite a few misses in this pre-season. And I don't think I'm not sure if they've even scored a goal up until this friendly. I think they might have got one. It's one or none. You'd imagine the confidence isn't that great for them coming into this. And, you know, they play quite a typical German style of play, which we've become accustomed to this pre-season, in that for them, they want to try and play out from the back, play very vertical, high press themselves as well. I don't mean pressing themselves, although looking at one of the goals, they almost did that, I suppose. they want to try and press us high, I should have said. In terms of Liverpool, I don't know about you guys, I've had a few WhatsApp groups going mental for loads of reasons, but one of them being, oh, this is ridiculous, we still don't know how we're going to set up. And my argument has been, he does know how we're going to set up. You might not like how we're going to set up, but he does. I think what happens yesterday is, if Curtis Jones doesn't have the knock, Curtis Jones plays in the six, McAllister and Szoboszlai play in front, and Gakpo plays in the nine. And when he decides that he doesn't want to take any form of risk with Jones, then he just moves everything back one. So he goes, okay, I'll move McAllister into the six. He says pre-game that it was something that they were looking to have a look at anyway at some point, so why not now? And then that moves Gakpo back into one of the eight, which we've seen him do well in before. It's something that I think he'll do really well in this season, particularly against the bottom 10, or when we need a goal. I think that would be really good to use him in those zones. And then it's, who does he see in his pecking order for the nine? And I think that's really interesting, that Jota is above Nunes in the pecking order on that basis. Now, he has other options. If he wants to move McAllister into the six, he could have put Harvey Elliott into one of the eights with not wanting to take a risk on Jones, and keep Gakpo in the nine. Possibly the opposition that he had last night might have also played a role in that, because he'd have known, okay, we're really expecting to win, possibly win heavy, get the confidence up, etc. So he does have options. He also has the option, if he really wanted to, which is not ideal, of changing systems and formations and things like that, which he doesn't do. It's still the 3-2-2-3 with the ball, very much 4-3-3 without. Jota looking to false nine at times a little bit and screen in there, as we see with whoever sort of plays up top this preseason. I think he's asked them all pretty much to do the same thing, but in their own way. With their own, which is very much a Klopp way, is to say, these are the things I need from you, but you need to do it in your own style. I think, before passing on to you guys, though, I think he will be bordering on disappointed to extremely upset with the first 20 minutes. I've got a little bit of sympathy playing at Deepdale, the delay, last preseason game, opposition that's not going to spike your players that much in terms of their enthusiasm, perhaps. But the first 20 minutes with the ball was sloppy, and I don't think I had the sort of composure and play that he'd wanted to see. I thought without the ball, it depending on where you're at, it's either disappointing or a bit of a mess. I don't think he'll be happy at all. If it was me, I wouldn't be happy with that first 20 minutes, and judging by the way they came out at the start of the second half, I suspect they got a rocket